Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is the open meeting of the Pacifica National Board on Thursday, June 6th, 2019. This is Grace Aaron, your chair, and we will start the meeting. Mr. Crozier, can you take the roll, please?
Yeah, and can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was having trouble with my headset earlier. Okay, yes. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Gary Bost? Oh, he's extra excuse absence. Robin Collier? Indicate affiliation. He's an affiliate representative from KCEI.
Present.
Okay, Robin is here. Chris Corey, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier, listener representative, KPFT. I'm here. Donald Goldmacher, listener representative, KPFA, and he asked for an excuse absence. Jan Goodman, listener representative, KPFK.
I'm here.
Jan is here. Sabrina Jacobs, staff representative, KPFA.
Here.
Sabrina's here. Wally James, staff representative, KPFT. Can't hear you, Wally. Dwayne Lark, listener representative, KPFT.
Present.
Dwayne is here. Adrian LaViolette, listener representative, KPFT.
Here.
Okay, Adrian is here. Ralph Pointer, listener representative, WBAI. Can't hear you, Ralph. Lawrence Reyes, listener representative, KPFK.
Present.
Lawrence is here. Sean Rhodes, staff representative, WBAI.
I'm here.
Sean is here. Eileen Rosen, listener representative, WPFW.
I am here.
Okay, Eileen's here. And somebody sounds like you're washing dishes or moving pots around. If you could mute, that would help. Mansoor Sabah, listener representative, KPFK.
How's there?
Mansoor is here. James Egerton, listener representative, WBAI.
Here.
James is here. Nancy Sorden, listener representative, WPFW. Can't hear you, Nancy. Alex Steinberg, listener representative, WBAI.
He said he would probably be 20 minutes late or so.
Oh, okay. That's Alex. Okay. Tom Voorhees, listener representative, KPFA. I think you want an excused absence.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's
okay. Muscular Washington, listener representative, WPFW.
Here. I didn't hear Sabrina. Did you call her name and affiliation?
Yeah. Staff KPFA. I think she answered yes, that she was here. Is that right, Sabrina?
Yes, I did. Is there a problem?
Okay. Okay, we got you. Thank you. Let me continue. Maxie Jackson, our ED.
Present.
Maxie's here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
John Tatum is here.
John is here. Thank you. Tamara Swiderski, our interim CFO. And I think she said she might be able to join us in about 20 minutes or so. Let me go back. I didn't hear from Gary Bost or Donald Goldmacher. Or Wally James, or Ralph Pointer, or Nancy Sorden, or Alex Steinberg, or Tom Voorhees. Are any of you here now?
Nancy Sorden here.
Okay, got you, Nancy. Thank you. So let me count the directors. We have 15 directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Bill. So we will be starting the meeting, and the next thing is excused absences. Donald Goldmacher and Gary Bost and Tom Voorhees requested excused absences. Are there any other excused absence requests? Has anyone heard any? All right. Is there any objection to excusing those three absences? Hearing no objection, those absences are excused. Next thing is to identify timekeepers. I would like to continue with the people being timed, being given one ding at 60 seconds, another ding at 80, two dings at 80 seconds, and three dings when their time is up at 90 seconds. Who is willing to do that? Do we have a volunteer?
Madam Chair, this is John Tatum, the parliamentarian. I got cut off. I wasn't able to answer the roll, but I'm here.
Okay, thank you, John. Can anyone step up to be the timekeeper for people?
I can in a bit, Grace, with Adrian, but not for the first half hour. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Can someone else wing it however they have to do it for the first half hour?
I'll take care of it. It's okay.
Okay, good. Okay, very good. Thank you, Mansoor. And now I need a timekeeper also for the agenda items.
I'll do the same thing. Don't worry. So I have the agenda in front of me.
Great. Wonderful. Okay, now the first thing on the agenda, next thing on the agenda is agenda approval, and that has 15 minutes. So I would entertain a motion for approval of the agenda.
Madam Chair, this is Lawrence with a request for information.
Mansoor.
Yes, okay. Does anyone second that? Then I'll
I second with the agenda.
I'm sorry, okay. I didn't hear what the motion was.
To approve the agenda.
I want to...
I have a request for information, Madam Chair. This is Lawrence.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Lawrence.
So my request is before the agenda gets approved, I submitted some questions to the NES, and for what I understand, one of the reasons she's going to be unavailable today is because our questions were presented in advance. I did get a response from the NES, but I also wanted some clarification on her response, and I did not, and I think it's worthwhile to have the NES give a report in person. This way, if there are any questions that result from that report, those questions could be candidly answered. So I'm not asking for a ruling. I'm just seeking information.
Okay. Thank you.
Order. Not really a point of order, but I see Ralph Pointer is asking for his call-in information.
I just sent it to him, Mrs. James.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thank you.
And Maxie to the staff.
Okay. Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, I'd like to propose that we adjust the agenda for tonight's meeting slightly by moving the interim CFO's presentation prior to the NES and the executive director, only because the NES will not be in attendance tonight. I'm going to read a report, but that's all we have.
Okay. Is there anyone, will anyone second Maxie's suggestion for that agenda adjustment?
Second, Mansoor.
Okay. Any objection to that? Okay. Hearing no objection, that agenda item change is approved.
I'd like to amend the agenda.
Yes, Sabrina, go ahead and get the floor.
We need to amend the agenda.
Yeah.
As a member of the personnel committee, we're having some issues as far as the survey is concerned. I'd like to entertain an extension, please.
Okay, so why don't we put that after approval of minutes for 5 minutes? Would that be okay with you?
That's fine, thank you.
Okay, anyone second that?
I second that, Madam Chair.
Okay, this is Bill, request for information.
Yes, go ahead, Bill.
Was that to change the time limit for the personnel committee?
For the survey.
To extend.
Okay,
survey.
But I mean, if so, we can go ahead. It's appropriate to go ahead and amend that time now as part of the agenda, so we don't have to do a 2/3 vote later.
Great. Yay.
Well, we're on agenda approval.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Request for information.
Okay. Okay, wait a second, Lawrence. After we're done with this, we'll take that up. Okay, Sabrina, explain what you want to have on. You want to place an item on the agenda. We're in agenda approval, and items can be placed on the agenda.
Right, to extend the survey by 2 days.
Okay. All right, and how much time do you think we need for that?
I'd say probably 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill, did you have a comment about that?
No, that's okay. I just was trying to clarify what we needed to do, if we needed to change the agenda. So we'll add that to the time for the personnel committee, I guess. Is that correct?
No, we're going to put that.
There's a separate item.
That right up front as a separate after approval of minutes.
Yeah, that needs to move to the top. Yeah, because it's sensitive. Thank you.
And right before Tamara Swiderski, or ICFO. Okay. And is there a second for that?
Bill, I'll second.
Bill? Okay. Any objection to placing that on the agenda? Sabrina's motion? Hearing none, that's an agenda change. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
Madam Chair, I'd like to go back to my request for information for the agenda approval.
Okay, go ahead. I think you sent a question to the NES, and I didn't hear. Did you get a response or not get a response?
I got a response, but I had a follow up, and I had an additional question that I had asked. And from what I understand, the NES said she didn't get any questions. My concern is the question that I asked previously. Can there be an answer either from you as chair, or Matsy, as ED?
Okay, to have our
NES present.
Be present
and
at the next PNB meeting?
Right, and remove the criteria of asking questions in advance, because I think people extrapolate some things out of the report with any bundle of questions, and I think that's a fair way of engaging candidly in a report from the NES.
Maxie to the stack.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, I respectfully, and I understand why you would request a situation where there'd be no advance Q&A. I spoke to Renee about that fact and why she wanted to do it that way, and it really came down to the fact that she's dealing with a lot of moving parts and just wanted to make sure that if there were questions that required her to do research or provide data, that she would have the opportunity to present that. So it wasn't an attempt, if you will, to avoid being candid or put on the spot. It was more a situation where she just wanted to make sure that she could answer thoroughly and fully the questions that were posed. Unfortunately, no one posed any questions other than you. And while she did respond, if you're not satisfied with the response, I'd certainly would love to assist you in getting satisfaction. But the intent was not to do anything subversive, if you will. It was purely to make sure that her responses were thorough and full.
Okay, thank you, Maxie.
Thank you for that response, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Maxie and Lawrence. Maxie, can you check on the availability of our NES for the next open meeting of this the PNB?
Yeah, I certainly will. Her issue tonight, believe it or not, is connectivity. Wherever she is tonight, she was saying that her connectivity is inconsistent, and that's why she didn't feel like she could participate. So I don't know where she is, but wherever she is, her ability to be consistently available through the line was in question. That was the understanding I got. So I'll definitely check on that.
Okay, I would
James
like to actually. James, I'd like to put myself on the stack.
Please go ahead. Go ahead first. You were first.
And I would like to suggest that before we adjourn, as an item just before adjournment, we could make it 9A and adjournment 9B, set meeting date for the next open session. Just so we all have a kind of a predictability, whether we're going to meet next week or the week after, so that we can put it on our calendars and not have it, so we can have some predictability in our personal lives. So would anyone put that motion forward if you think it's sensible? Okay. A second?
Second. Adrian, okay. Second.
Thank you. And any objection to setting the date for the next meeting just before adjournment? Hearing none, that's added to the agenda. And James, what did you want to say?
I wanted to ask if it would be possible for us to still submit written questions for the NES. I did have a list of written questions, but I had a medical emergency in my family. I was not able to submit them. I wanted to tighten them up and review them, and then I had an emergency and wasn't able to do it. So I'd like to submit those to her if that would still be okay, and I would like to offer a suggestion that if we could still submit written questions so that she has time to do the research, we could also have spontaneous questions, as Lawrence was suggesting, in response to her answers or whatever her report might be, without putting too much pressure on her, understanding that she would be doing it from off the top of her head.
Yes, thank you, James. To my understanding, yes, you can absolutely send written questions to the NES. Is that correct, Max?
That is correct, and you can do it at any time. If you want to speak to me, I can make sure that if she doesn't respond, that I'm aware and I can assist you further in getting a response from her. The other thing I was just going to add real quick is that she wanted to do the questions in advance from a research perspective, but was expecting if she would be on the call to field questions after that as follow-up. So that is consistent with what was already planned.
Okay. Thank you, Maxie.
Timekeeper.
Is Ralph Pointer on the call? Ralph? Can Otis?
I'm on the call.
Oh,
hello?
On the call. Okay, thank you, Ralph.
I'm on the call.
You're on the call.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to take, before we get off the agenda approval, I'm just going to take a minute to, I should have done this at the top of the meeting, but I wanted to say that Lawrence Reyes asked a question about bylaws amendments, and I had promised two meetings ago to respond, and I did respond in writing to that question. I'm looking for my response. But basically, my feeling was that the bylaws amendments should be held in abeyance until we're certain that they are announced on the stations exactly per the bylaws state they should be before we move forward with the bylaws amendment process. So that's my own personal opinion. I have scheduled a governance committee meeting for next Thursday evening. That's an open session of the governance committee where that can be discussed. And then the PNB can also take it up. But I would imagine that hopefully there will be a bylaws amendment cycle started pretty soon, hopefully, as soon as we can figure out how to get that portion of the bylaws, which is properly noticing the fact that there are bylaws amendments on air at all the stations. I believe the bylaws state twice during the day and once between midnight and 6 a.m. every day for 45 days. That's the bylaws requirement. So just wanted to mention that. We are done then with agenda approval, unless somebody else wants to add or delete or change the agenda in any way. Hearing no one, we're finished with agenda approval, and we're going to go on to approval of minutes.
Madam Chair, Mansour is here.
Yes.
Could we have the Mr. Crozier to at least read us the agenda as the way it's been approved?
Okay.
Can you do that?
Mr. Crozier?
Right, and by the way, this is, I'm using revision D. It actually just affects the motions that were sent in. We kept getting additional motions. But so we have preliminary items, which we already did, agenda approval, which is just finished. Approval of minutes is next. Then the personnel committee survey. Then the interim chief financial officer report and Q&A. And then the Pacifica NES report, which I believe Maxie said he would read. And then the ED report and Q&A. Then committees and task forces. And then other motions. Then set next meeting date and then adjourn. Hope I got that right.
Yes. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Okay. The minutes. When did you send the minutes out, Bill?
Oh, I just sent them this afternoon. I apologize. And I only had one set. It was the one for was it May 9th, I believe. Sorry, I'm shuffling papers here. Well, while I'm looking, maybe somebody else can answer first. May 9th. Yeah, I sent it out at 5:10 Central Time. So that was just a little less than 3 hours ago.
4:10 Pacific, 7:10 Eastern. Okay.
So if you're not ready to approve them, I understand. There's only two pages worth of actual minutes, and there's another couple of pages of the agenda that's an appendix to that.
All right. Is there any objection to approving the minutes for May 23rd?
May 9th.
May 9th. All right. Hearing no objection, those minutes are approved. Next thing on the agenda is Sabrina Jacobs to talk about the personnel committee to extend the survey, the executive director evaluation survey. Sabrina, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. What we're looking at is the surveys are being buried in people's spam mail. So we need time, or people need time to, take the time to look for these surveys and reminders. What happened with me was that it was completely buried in my spam mail and it took me a while to find it.
Junk mail, if I can interject. Junk as well.
That's the same thing.
Okay. Yes.
Junk, however
all
you
right,
call it. So I think we need to allow at least 2 days, 2 or 3 days. I'll leave it up to the body to decide, I guess, or you, Madam Chair. At least 2 or 3 days to extend so people have time to dig it out of their spam mail, give it some thought, do the surveying, all that good stuff. Do I need to write a motion and send it to the board?
Ask, who is that? Mansoor?
Mansoor.
Okay. Before I recognize you, Mansoor, I'd just like to, is there any comment? Adrian, do you have any comment about this? Because you've been sending out this Survey Monkey. Adrian?
I think, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that I can extend it out a couple of days. I'm not 1,000% sure, but I doubt if I won't be able to. That's first of all. Secondly, I did send out a reminder for everyone to look in their junk mail, and I made sure that I sent it in little chunks of 10 people, BCCing everyone. So at least there's that. A lot of people did respond that they found it in their spam / junk. So, but I don't see any problem with extending it as long as I can do it technically.
Robin is back.
All right. First, Mansoor, and then Robin. Mansoor?
Yes, I want to know how many people have responded so far, if there is a count of it.
There's 40 people that have responded.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. Robin, you're on the stack.
Well, I just want to make sure that we don't extend it more than 2 days because we have a personnel committee meeting on the 10th where we're supposed to analyze. So we want to at least Monday to look at the survey and everything. So if we went extended it to midnight the 9th, that would probably work.
Midnight what?
Midnight the 9th, Sunday night. So.
Oh, the 9th. Okay, I didn't hear that.
Would be 2 days, okay, midnight. Not 3 days, yeah.
Okay, so basically the motion would be, let me get this straight, the motion would be to extend the deadline for response to the personnel committee ED evaluation survey to midnight Eastern time or Eastern time?
I believe we were using Pacific time as the deadline, so yeah.
Okay, Pacific time on June 9th.
No, we were using Eastern time.
Well, this would give you three more hours anyway.
Exactly. Okay, let's
and actually, we were using, it was Pacific time.
Nancy to the stack with a question.
Okay.
Lawrence to the stack.
One at a time, one at a time. Okay. Sabrina, do you want to put this motion in writing for us?
Sure. What is the exact wording that you require?
I think you would like to extend the survey deadline until midnight Pacific time, I guess, is the consensus, on June 9th, which is 2 days from today.
As long as it's technically feasible, please.
Specific
If technically feasible.
Okay, Pacific time, what day again, the 9th?
9th.
Built for the stack.
Okay, so we have a few people on the stack. I believe the next one is Lawrence.
Timekeeper would like to.
Okay.
We have 1 minute left. We have 1 minute left to this segment.
Okay, I would entertain.
I'd like to extend. I'd like to make a motion that we extend for 4 minutes.
Okay, any second.
Second,
Nancy. Okay. Any objection to extending for 4 minutes? Hearing none, we're extended. Lawrence, you have the floor.
Thank you. So I appreciate finally got the survey. I did look at my spam box and it was there. My question is, did you receive my survey and how many PMB members have responded?
I can't answer that. We can answer how many responded and Robin did, but I can't answer that. If you can contact me personally to answer that question.
Who's that?
That's Adrienne.
I'm sorry.
She's on the personnel committee, and she's doing the administration of the sending out the survey.
Okay, I will email her. Thank you.
Okay, good. I think, who is next on the stack?
Nancy had a question.
Nancy. Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
Who were the surveys sent to? I'm sorry, I missed that. I've been away.
Okay, Robin, can you respond to that?
And
well,
I don't think we should answer that.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Good question. Nancy, please email.
I'll email. Okay. All right. Okay.
And Robin personally. Okay. Good.
No, I meant what committees or boards or, you know.
Okay. I think also.
Right. I understand. No, that's right. It should not be, okay. My other question was, what does, if it's technically feasible mean?
Okay, Adrienne, can you respond?
If the technology will allow me to do it, if that is an option with SurveyMonkey. At this point.
Change the date? Oh, you mean to change the date?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So we might not be able to change the date? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. So she's saying that, go ahead, why don't you clarify that, Adrienne?
I don't understand how to clarify it.
If it can't be changed, then how will people?
Then the deadline will remain the same.
They'll be what? Sorry.
then the deadline will remain the same.
And how? Okay. When will you let people know, Ben? When will you let people know if you could change it?
I can let people know as soon as we're done the meeting and I check.
Terrific.
Yeah. Okay,
Hello,
very
respect.
Good. Now, okay, before I recognize you, Eileen, Sabrina, okay. Do you have a motion ready so we know what we're looking at? Were you able to write down a motion?
Yeah, I'm writing it right now, sorry.
Okay, can you read it to us, the
yeah,
motion that we're considering?
Yes. Due to issues with email, spam, junk, and the like, it's resolved that the executive director evaluation is to be extended to mid-May, Pacific time, June
9th, 2019. And we're going to add to that, if technically possible.
Okay, if technically possible. All right, cool. Thank you.
Okay. We're good? Cool. All right. Is there a second for this motion?
Second.
Okay. Any, before we actually vote on the motion, Eileen?
Yeah, I have a question. Nancy's uh-huh. question about who is participating. I don't quite understand why we can't know, let's say, what classes of people are involved in this. I'm not saying individuals, but who else has been invited to participate since, you know, the results impact all of us. So shouldn't we know?
Okay, I'm going to call on Jan to adjudicate this. Jan is the chair of the Personnel mm-hmm. Committee. Do you have an opinion on this?
Actually, I think that it's appropriate for the public to know generally who is being asked to respond. Let's just say vendors, a couple of vendors who are we have business relationships with. Professionals who we have business relationships with, or professional relationships with, a few of them, and then it's the committees. I'm not sure the P&B committees that the executive director has. Had, you know, has been involved with the P&B members, of course. Then management staff who've been, have worked with the executive director. And I'm not 100% sure, but I think like the LSB chairs. In other words, people who we rely on and who have who would have the basis have worked with the executive director.
Okay, thank you, Jen. Okay, so I think we all understand what this motion is. Is there any objection to the 16th?
Bill, I wanted to speak. I don't think we need the motion, because the motion that was in the minutes we just approved that authorized the personnel committee to do this didn't put a deadline down. It just said that the P&B gives the personnel committee the authority to design and conduct an evaluation procedure, and a limit on the cost. So I think they already have the authority to change the date if they need to.
Well, you know what? The personnel, that's a good point, Bill, but the personnel committee is not meeting until Monday, and so the P&B is the senior authority.
Oh, I see.
So if we decide this, then it can be done tonight.
Okay.
So is there any objection to this extension? Hearing none, the election deadline is extended until midnight Pacific time on June 9th, which is two nights from now, if technically feasible. I want to tell everybody, any public who is out there and the board members, please do as much as possible to complete the survey before the deadline, which is midnight Pacific time tonight, if I'm correct. Please try to do it.
Robin, to this deck, the deadline is Friday night at midnight right now, the 7th, the current deadline. So.
The current deadline is tomorrow night at midnight. Okay, so,
right. Sunday night at midnight.
Okay, very good. So as much as possible, can anybody who cares to do this survey and who's received it, please complete it within the unextended deadline. Look in your spam folders, your junk folders, all of those folders, every email address you have, because you will probably find it. If you still can't find it, send an email to Adrian LaViolette, who's sending them out. And because there is a slim possibility that it will not be technically feasible to extend the deadline. We'll extend the deadline, but if it's not feasible to do that, then the best bet is to get it done before tomorrow's deadline. And I know I'm a little dense, Robin. Is the deadline midnight, the prior deadline, midnight tomorrow night Pacific time?
That's what I remember. I'd have to dig into SurveyMonkey.
That is correct.
Jan here.
Okay,
yes, that's correct.
Very good.
And Madam Chair, may I make a comment from the Personnel Committee?
Yes. Go ahead, Jan.
So we really are very interested in having these surveys completed, so please take the time to look for it and then answer them thoughtfully. And we're particularly interested in comments that people have to explain whatever their analysis or response to the questions are. So
thank
please,
you, Jan.
Please take time to comment, please.
Thank you, Jan. All right, next agenda item is Tamara Swiderski. Is she on the call now?
I am. Hello.
Hello.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Alex.
Can you just mark me as present? Thank you.
Yes, Bill. Mark Alex present. Okay, Tamara.
Okay,
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Wally James is also present.
Okay.
Okay.
Here, anyone else arrive late? Okay. Timekeeper, this agenda item.
This is just 20 minutes, right?
Yes, 20 minutes.
Okay,
Tamara. Hopefully, we will have an interim CFO report tonight.
I just found out about the meeting a few hours ago, so I don't have anything prepared. But if you have any questions for me, I'll try to answer them to the best of my ability.
Okay. We'll open up the floor to questions. Anyone want to be on the stack? Hello?
Jan Goodman, please. Jan Goodman, I would like to be on
the
stack.
Go ahead, Jan. And can someone, there's a phone ringing in the background. Whoever has that, can you please mute your phone? Thank you. Go ahead, Jan.
Yes. I would like to know how close you feel that we are to having financial information, solid financial information with regard to our income and outgo, our current financial status, with regard to the network as a whole and with regard to each of the stations and units.
Thank you, Jan. Tamara?
Nothing easy.
Well, you know, that just kind of comes with it. I actually think that we're very close to having pertinent information for the current fiscal year. We're working towards a deadline of next week for some financials. We are running into a few problems with Great Plains, but I don't expect them to be too hard to work through. And that should be, like I said, current year FY19 income and expense information. We're also very close to having the FY17 audit wrapped up. And as soon as we do, we can roll forward the balance sheet information and have some current year balance sheet information that should be fairly good until we get the FY18 audit finished, which we're not that far from completing either.
Well, thank you.
I know I didn't
give
you any concrete dates there, but I'm hoping by month's end at least to have some current year financials for you.
And thank you. Just to follow up with regard
okay, Jan,
to each of
please,
the stations.
Jan.
Well, it was part of the same question.
Okay, no, I'm taking one person at a time. I'll put you on the end of the stack. Anyone else like to ask Tamara a question?
Yeah, Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
So I don't know if I'm missing something, but I haven't received a written report. Is that because I could better inform myself and the people that I represent in regards to being able to ask the question if there was a written report. Was there a written report that I missed?
Yes.
And then
Lawrence,
I have a follow-up.
The whole PNB was sent a written report that Tamara sent a couple of weeks ago that was sent to the entire PNB. But I will send it again to everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have another question?
No, not at this time. No, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence.
And Bill
Anyone
for the stack.
Else for the stack? Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Bill. Yeah, and thank you, Tamara, for joining us. Sorry for the short notice. It's sort of a two-part question. First, do you think you could provide us a regular written reports, not just with the numbers like you sent us a couple of weeks ago, but status on problems and if there's anything we need to do or we need to be aware of that, you know, are impeding getting the audits done, for example. And then the other related part is, have the problems getting information to the auditors been resolved so that they are getting all the information they need promptly?
Okay. To your first question, yes, I can provide a written report. Would you like? I'm not sure how often you meet or how often you need said report, but if you give me some kind of guidelines for when you would need it, I can certainly provide that. The other question about the audit, yes, I think it has gotten better, and we actually had some internal turnover that we are working through, and so I think some communication went out, and it made it seem they had gone out previously when I think it was actually just the person at our office had contacted individuals directly rather than a whole piece of information going out. So I think there was a little bit of a misunderstanding about things not being provided. So I think that we're in good shape there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tamara. Bill, can I have you request that you, after this meeting sometime in the next few days, explain to Tamara how she can figure out when PNB meetings are scheduled?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. All right. That way she
generally it's the first Tuesday of the month at least. And what I was thinking is at least monthly reports. You know, maybe more often if there's something urgent. But
first Thursday.
Usually it's the first Thursday, except for not 4th of July.
Okay.
Next month is July 11th.
Hold on a second, everybody. The CFO is usually meets with the National Finance Committee, not necessarily with the PNB as a whole, unless requested by the PNB. So the Bill, can you please get with Tamara?
Sure. Okay.
And explain to her how she can, because the main responsibility of the CFO, to my understanding, is to meet with the National Finance Committee. And then the National Finance Committee can transmit that information to the whole PNB. And if needed, once in a while, the CFO can meet with the PNB to answer questions. But we'll sort that all out, Tamara.
Yes.
And Bill Crozier, who's the secretary of the PNB, can explain everything to you and keep you informed. Is that okay, Tamara?
Yes,
and Bill?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
fine with me.
Good.
Thank
now,
you.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Now, anyone else like
Madam
to talk
Chair,
who hasn't spoken before?
I do have a question. This is Lawrence at your leisure.
Oh, okay. Okay, first, anyone else like to be on the stack?
Robin to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Robin.
I thought when we interviewed Tamara and we talked about her contract that we really did explicitly say that there would be at least monthly reports to the PNB. I really think it's important that all the PNB members can ask her questions and get that report.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Okay. All right. We'll certainly try to have that happen. But I wouldn't expect Ms. Swiderski to be on the call if twice a month or three times a month if we happen to
just
have
just once a month.
Meetings.
I'm working. Once a month.
Okay. That I think that's reasonable. Okay. Anyone else for the stack who hasn't spoken before?
Mansoor.
Questions? Okay. Go ahead, Mansoor.
So, if Mr. Crozier can let her know that the interim CFO, that she is part of the finance committee as well. So that's two meetings so far.
Okay. Anyone else have a question for Ms. Swiderski?
I do, but I've spoken before.
Yeah. Thank you, Lawrence. Yes, I have Jan and Lawrence who have spoken before, but anyone else who'd like to ask a question who hasn't spoken before? Hearing nobody, Jan, what was your question?
Oh, I just wanted to follow up my previous question of whether you have kind of a balance sheet for all of the individual stations and or units, and if you can tell us which ones, if not.
Okay.
Yes. So Sarah? One does exist for each entity, for each station, and for the national office and for archives. The small hiccup that we have is that we're waiting to close out FY17 for that audit to be finished. Then we can roll those balances into FY18 and have some provisional balances for FY19. So that's the only thing holding us up. We could technically give you one now, but it wouldn't have the correct, accurate information on it.
I see.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. And Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. In a previous report by our ED, Massey, he had mentioned in his report that there were some stations that was lagging behind in providing documentation. Those stations that have been lagging behind in providing documentation, have they now provided the documentation that you needed?
Yes, they have.
Thank you.
Oh, that's good. I have another question.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, go ahead, Jan, since no one else is on the stack.
This is probably a very... I'm wondering if you're now able to take all of our bank statements electronically and put them into... our accounting system without manually having to put them in, if that issue has been solved. I know it's a very technical issue, but it seems like it would really make things a lot easier if that is going on now.
Okay. I'm not aware of a way to do that. Each station. There's a few that are using the using Bank of America, but for instance, but there are other accounts being used by different stations. But I don't believe we have any current setup or ability to record those, like import from the bank, anything like that. So those do have to be recorded manually.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. I would like to ask a question. Does Bank of America have that capability to have the information from bank statements uploaded to accounting software?
Well, generally speaking, when you're looking at your accounting transactions, you're recording your transactions as you go. So when you make a deposit, you're recording it. When you write a check, you're recording it at that time. So you're not usually working from the bank statement backwards. So in my mind, there wouldn't be a need for that. Your bank statement is your reconciling item. So everything that you've been recording throughout the month as you've been making transactions, you're going to reconcile back to that statement. But there isn't really anything on it that you would need to import into the financial software.
I see. Thank you. I have another question, but I'll wait to see if anyone else has a question. Does anyone else have a question for Ms. Wodarski?
I do. It's Adrian.
Go ahead, Adrian.
So do you have any consistent mechanism through which to do that on the front end?
So each of the stations that are using Great Plains are doing that now. So they're as they're writing checks through Great Plains, it's recording the checks. As they're making deposits, they're recording those deposits. And they're actually doing their own bank reconciliations and everything. For the two stations that are going through NIDA, they're sending us their information and we're recording it. So that's how that works right now.
Is there any plan to have that be a consistent across-the-board mechanism and not a different mechanism for certain stations and for others?
Right. That's something that we would have to talk about. There's been a lot of discussion on that point, and that would be something for the board to decide if they want to if they would want to bring everyone into NIDA and have us do everything there with Simplify things, but that's a very large decision.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions for Ms. Wodarski? Okay, hearing none, I have a question myself, and that is, how is it working out with NIDA doing the accounting for WPFW and WBAI? Is that going smoothly?
It's going fairly well, yes. I think there's still a little bit of transition happening and just a little bit more being able to pinpoint what needs to come over to us when, but we're getting there.
Okay, good. Is there any last question? Is there anything that the board can do to assist you in what you're doing?
Not at this time, but I will definitely let you know if there is something.
Okay. Are there any other questions? All right. Well, Ms. Wodarski, I think it's good news that you're telling us that we'll be able to have current income and expense estimates or data for fiscal year 2019 by the end of the month. I hope that actually transpires, and that would be helpful, very helpful for the board. And do you have any questions for us, or is there anything else you would like to add?
I would just, you know, like to add, we're working very closely with the stations, trying to get all of the past due payments and things caught up. That's kind of the largest issue that we're facing beyond just getting financials, just handling the day-to-day activity and trying to get vendors caught up so we're not facing negative things because of that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
All right. And you have a good evening and weekend.
Thank you very much. Good night, everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Tamara.
Thanks.
Yes, that was very good. All right. The next thing on the agenda is the Executive Director Report and Q&A, and that's 20 minutes on the agenda. Go ahead, Maxie.
All right. Just a point of clarity. Am I on the agenda prior to the NES report? If I am, that's fine. I just want to make sure I'm going in the proper order.
No, I'm wrong. You have the NES okay. report comes first.
That's
so
fine.
If you want to meld that into your report somehow, because
the NES
is not here.
Yeah. Let me do the NES report first, and then I'll follow that up immediately with my report.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. So I'm going to be reading from the elections report number 5 from our NES Renee Penaloza for the local station board Pacifica elections for 2019. The first thing she put on her document is that we are in the nominations phase. It began June 1st. It closes June 30th. The electronic nomination package is available online and includes online candidate registration system, e-signatures collection for signing of fair campaign provisions, and e-submission of candidate nominators information. Also, as part of the launch, the candidate recruitment efforts are in full effect. The first thing she mentions within the confines of that is that stations specific e-campaign to preliminary membership list and a member and members who voted in the last campaign has begun. Social media push at each station, that is to be confirmed. It has not begun at the moment, but it will be confirmed shortly. 60-second carts are in rotation at each station for a minimum of 3 times daily during prime time. I assisted the NES in composing 15 and 30-second carts that are also going to be sent out and made available not only to for the stations to record on their own, but also recorded by the NES. Those carts, if you will, in copy are available, should be available by the end of this week. June 15th, a directive to increase frequency of airing of general carts will be sent out to the stations. The last piece under the opening nomination phase is that so far prospective candidates from the 5 stations, the count is as follows. KPFA has 3 candidates, KPFK 2, KPFC 2, WBAI 0, WPFW 1, but it's early, so as the promotion continues, we're expecting that, obviously, those numbers to increase. The second part of her report deals with the planning of campaign phase. Video cards and forums will be produced at the local community media centers in the evening hours, times to be determined. She follows that up by giving locations for each of the stations. Let me provide that to you now along with dates. For PFW, WPFW, the local station board, candidates will be recorded and produced, I should say, on July 17th of this year at DCTV. For KPFK, the date is July 18th at Pasadena Media. For KPFT, it is July 21st at Houston Media Source. For KPFA, the date is July 22nd at Marin Community Media. And for WBAI, the date is July 24th at BRIC Arts Media. Again, those are the locations for the debates that will take place, or the forums that will take place for the campaign. She also then proceeds to talk about targeted outreach to improve email lists accuracy. They've done some testing, bounced email lists created, and individual members are being called daily to update their email on file. That process has begun and is in full swing. This is obviously an effort, and this is me editorializing, an effort to resolve some of the troubles we've had in the past with an inaccurate email list. And so this is a very, I think, aggressive approach to trying to shore up that area of our election process. The last thing she talks about are questions from the PNB. She mentions here random names on ballots as, I guess, one of the questions. This, I believe, had to do with the alphabetical order that we are currently using. She suggests it's not a good design and not the ballot house standard protocol. Voters need to look for the candidates they wish to rank, sometimes as many as 9 times in a long list. Alphabetical order makes it easier and less time-consuming to find the names of the candidates they are looking for. Point is taken into consideration, and the ballot house will be consulted with to see if there is another option to address this question. So that is Renee Penaloza's NES report number 5 for the Pacifica elections for 2019. If you have any questions, I can jot them down and be sure to follow up with her directly and see if I can provide some responses electronically to this entire board. And, of course, I'll be checking on dates once the date is confirmed tonight. I'm making sure that the NES can make herself available for our next meeting. I can take question and answer, though, if anyone has any questions. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Okay.
Jan, good luck to the stack.
Okay. So we have Bill and Lawrence. Did you say you wanted to be on the stack?
Yes, Chair,
okay.
I did.
Okay, so Bill
and
Lawrence
Jan.
And Jan. I hear you. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think we've had that one, received that one yet. So could you ask Renee if she could post all of these election reports to the elections website? Because we do get requests from other people to see them, and that way it's easier just to refer people there. I assume all this is public anyway. Would that be possible?
Yeah, I'll certainly bring that to her attention. And I probably need to verify if she's not already doing that on the election page, but I'll verify that.
Well, I'm looking there right now. I don't see it.
Okay,
but,
okay, that's fine. I'll follow up. Right. No problem.
Thank you.
Good suggestion, Bill. Lawrence?
Yes. Excuse me, Matsy. So there's a provision in the bylaws and the election policy that I would hope that the NES does implement in regards to having on-air forums at the stations for candidates. And, you know, that is a provision in the bylaws. So I'm hoping that in addition to these community media centers having forums, I know the last time that they had forums, those things were hard to access through the websites of the stations. So I just really wouldn't impress upon the NES to really follow the elections, Pacific elections policy, in particular the fair campaign provisions that mention the on-air forms for each candidate having equal access to the resources of the campaign.
If I may, Lawrence, I just want to make sure I'm clear on what you're asking. Are you saying that the provisions in the bylaw require that these forums take place at the station, or are you saying something else? And forgive me if I'm not understanding properly.
No, it's okay. Yes, I am stating that that's what the provision says, is that a candidate forum should be held on air at each radio station.
Okay.
And Grace just sent out the policy, and I have it pulled up here if you want to hear it.
No, that's fine. I received it as well. I just wanted to make sure I was clear on what you're saying the bylaws are saying so that I can ask that question directly.
Let me clarify. There are the bylaws. That's one thing. The election policy is not part of the bylaws. It's a separate policy that was approved by the PNB in 2009. It is policy for the foundation, but it's not part of the bylaws. I believe there is something in the bylaws about on-air forums. I'm not sure. If anyone knows, can they please say if anything is in the bylaws about this specifically? Anyone know?
Chair, all I know is that the election policy is included in the bylaws. It's part of the packet of the bylaws. So I don't know what difference that makes, or if. But I will look up the session that says that.
Lawrence, just to clarify this. I sent out election policies that was a resolution passed by the National Board in 2009. It's not part of the bylaws. The bylaws are separate. That policy was adopted by the PNB. It's still in force, but it is not part of the bylaws. There is information about how the election should be conducted in the bylaws. I am not positive it mandates on-air forums, candidate forums, although the election policy does, I believe. But if
the election policy does, I'm going to research it right now, but the election policy does, and it's part of the bylaws in Article 4, Section 6.
Fair campaign
provisions.
Bill.
And if you give me another minute, or maybe Bill could look it up. If you give me another minute, I'll get it for you.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill. Maybe you can clarify.
Well, I'm looking. I don't think Article 4 of the bylaws requires it. The main thing is it be fair, that all candidates have equal chance. And the policy does mention forums, but I don't think they have to be live, and I don't think they have to be at the station. They could be recorded somewhere else. And I know in the past we've had problems with live ones, especially if they're call-ins, because frequently friends of candidates will call in and ask questions that will be designed to advantage or disadvantage particular candidates. So obviously you want to avoid that.
Let me stop you.
I don't think that's a fair assessment.
Hold on, everybody. No. There is a section in the bylaws. I have it here. It's Article 4, Delegates, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions. It says, all candidates for election as a listener-sponsored delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, which time shall include time for a statement by the candidate and a question and answer period with call-in listeners. This is part of the bylaws. Lawrence is absolutely right. This is not the campaign, the elections policy. This is senior to that. It's in the bylaws. So, when we're talking about strictly adhering to the bylaws as much as humanly possible, this should be taken into consideration. It's Article 4, Delegates, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions. This was, for many years, many elections, done, I know, at KPFK, and I'm sure at other stations. It's not that difficult to have on-air forums. They've been done fairly recently. It doesn't take up that much of station airtime. And we should do everything we can to adhere to our bylaws, obviously. That's what this board is meant to do. So I hope that answers everybody's question about this particular point.
For the staff.
And Jan Goodman, I still have my question.